I thought it was just a great opportunity with what we've gone through in this last year to kind of really kick off the season and do it in a unique way, but also to be able to involve our community and bring everybody back together. We've been longing for this moment so long, right? For everybody to come together again and, you know, be in the stands and all the things that we've been through. And it's just a unique opportunity for me to share our program with our community who really supports and gets behind our team.
Okay, and what will it kind of, yeah, what will it look like then?
So the gates will open up at 10:30. Between 10:30, you know, we'll allow people to come in. I'm going to touch base and reach out and talk to the youth programs, really get them excited, and they'll be able to meet our players as well, too, just to kind of, once again, connect everybody in our program and the community together. And then we'll have some fun games that involve some of the administrators in our district. It'll involve some stands from parents or fans coming out of the stands, throwing competitions, punt, pass, kick competitions, a bunch of things that really just involve engagement with our players and our community. And then around midnight, you know, August 1st is when we are technically allowed to start our first day of football camp. 12 midnight, that's August 1st. Okay. I'm not going to do anything on a Sunday morning. So it kind of works out hand in hand where we get to do this, but also we'll be able to get a practice in for about 45 minutes for our fans to watch and our community to watch. And 12:45, we're out of there and we're getting home.